You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Good afternoon, this is Vio Henderson from We Didn't House. Today is a momentous event. I've been speaking about it a little bit, as well as giving you a sneak peek of what We Didn't House is all about. We the Unhoused is about agency and empowering the unhoused community to make people realize that we have a voice. Today that voice is going to be much louder due to this tumultuous election cycle that we have. And today at an Echo Park from 12 to 3, we have a mock ballot and we have unhoused speakers talking their experiences about houselessness and the necessity for us to speak up and to create a voting block in order for our voices to be heard. Too often, we're ignored, we're dismissed, we're told we're not citizens, we're told we don't have a voice because we don't have a house, and we're told that we should just shut up because we don't have a job. Well, today is the day where we come to tell you that that is not so. We have the right to vote, we have the right to create propositions, and we have the right to move and upend some of the harmful legislation that has been enacted against poor people, housed, unhoused, housing insecure, job insecure, all around. So stay tuned. This is a very exciting event. I'm excited and I welcome you to get a peek, a glimpse into our world and how we're going to start this from this place and around the country as well as the city.
That's right. So I think I want to thank FTO Craigness and Jam, some of the folks, DSA, Jam, other folks. Thanks everybody for coming out here as well. My name is General Dogon. I'm a human rights organizer with LA CAN. We've been working on GOTV. We think this election right here is very important. When you look at the ballot, you look at what's on there, right? You clearly have to say that this is a people's election, right, this November. And the reason why I say this is the people's election, because when you look at what's on the ballot, you see that these are issues that we've been working on for the last 50 years, right? Like rent control. Right. Yeah. Is the rent too damn high?
Yeah.
Higher than the Empire State Building right here, right? and so issues like that. Also, when you look at Proposition 25, bail reform, right? Bail reform has been problems in the black and brown community since they had bail, right? Because the problem with that is none of us can ever afford the bail, right? And when we do afford it, that means our mama done gave up her house and stuff like that, right? Finna lose everything if we take the wrong step the wrong way, right? And so those are some issues that's very important for us. So it's important that we come out here, right, and learn how to vote, what to vote on. Because I've seen some of these commercials. You've seen some of these commercials that they got going on right now. It's a damn shame, ain't it? Ain't no way in hell you supposed to be up there lying like that. You know you lying. You know you lying. Like Prop 21. Is that lying? Is that lying? You seen them commercials? Boy, they lying. Right? And the cold part about it is they so selfish and inconsiderate they don't give a damn about us. Right? Because they put people up there that's blind, crippled. You know, it's them to lie. You hear people up there talking about, I'm going to die if you don't vote this way, right? You hear people up there, you see people, I see this one woman, you see her, she ain't even got no arms, right? Paralegia, she talking with her mouth, right? The other side don't give a damn. They'll do anything to lie to you and trick you out of your vote, right? You think you vote for somebody and you end up voting who? Nobody, right? I think Malcolm X said it best 50 years ago. For us black folks, our vote has always been the swing vote. We decide who go to the big house and who go to the dog house, right? So they gonna always come in our community with some deception, right? They gonna always try to mislead us on the vote, right? Well, we gonna end up voting for the enemy, right? For example, is Measure J. Measure J is a good example of that. Right, bail reform. Prop 25. Right, bail reform. It's a good example of that because they know damn well we need bail reform and we need to bail our community, right? But they wanna get it right now to where they put it in the hands of the judges and the judge do a risk assessment to determine if you get out. Ain't that the same shit that it was already was? That's the same thing. Only thing they doing is just gift wrapping it up and serving it to us a different way. Right, thinking when you getting something, you end up getting nothing. Because when you unwrap the package, you got some big ass criminalization coming at your ass. They gonna put them handcuffs right back on you. So how you thought you going on, huh? Get your black ass back in that cell. Right? And so anytime we in our community, you know what I'm saying, black and brown folks, is dependent on the judge to get out, we screwed. I'm gonna let you know that right now, you're f***ed. You know what I mean? Don't put too much faith in getting out, you know, right? Because it ain't gonna happen, right? And so Prop 25 is one of those propositions that mislead us because it makes you think that they're gonna reform the bail system, but actually, all they're doing is making it worse for you to get out, right? By doing this risk assessment and all that stuff, right? Because I know damn well with my record, I'm done deal, done dollar, buddy. You might as well go sit down. Right, it'd be just like this. They say letting Al Capone somebody out. And so that's the reason why I come here. That's the reason why I come. It's important to be out here and let's talk about what's going on in the valley, what's going on the other side, and let's be down about what's going on. Especially when we're talking about homeless people, right? And it's important for us to know what's on the ballot, right? And how we gonna do it. And so, you know, just like I said, I wanna invite one of my comrades up. my comrades want to come. No, I got one. It's good. Okay. So a comrade want to come up and want to say a couple of words. Theo. But I just want to hear folks and let folks know that doing this election right here is very important. Of course, to get out, you know, stand me and go and vote. You know, especially with this crazy ass Donald Trump. Everybody say Trump. So we gotta get it out, you know, we gotta vote the right way. Prop 21, we need that damn, we need to keep people housed, right? We need to reform the bail system, but this ain't the ballot that's gonna do it, right? We gotta make another one to do it, and it's important for us to stay in the street too while I'm out here. I'm gonna say that too, you know, especially with the Black Lives Matter movement. You know, us getting justice and getting what we're doing, we're supposed to be doing, that only gonna come as a result of us staying in the street, right? And when we get out the streets, that's when everything's gonna go. In election time, these politicians gonna come, that's the only time they wanna come in our community, they wanna talk to us, they don't work for us, you know? And so we gonna have to create our own, right? The only way us to do it is stay in the street, take it. All power to the people.
Thank you. Can everybody hear me?
Yeah.
As I said before, Trudeau Dogan is always a dynamic speaker. We have a sprinkling of many of the majority of our speakers are unhoused. And I've invited unhoused people here from all stretches because houselessness doesn't just begin and end in one area. We all have the same experiences of police harassment. We all have the same experiences of criminalization, because the ordinance that goes on here, it can go on down in Chinatown. It can go on down in the valley. And I want us as an unhoused community to understand that we are each other's brothers and sisters, and we should be speaking about injustices anywhere. Dr. King says an injustice one place or is an injustice everywhere. So it's not a territorial kind of situation that I want to understand. The second thing is I want to address and among some of the housed and unhoused community is the fact that they say your vote don't matter. Your voice don't matter. And my response has always has been, you may think that, but let me tell you what those ones that call the police on, they know their vote matters because they vote to get those things attacked. So if they can get propositions and all kind of ordinances and things passed, so can we. We are American citizens, we're constituents, and we have a voice, and we are going to start from this point forward to start to make sure that that happens. There's a next speaker here that has an excellent story. He was a Yale graduate. He has currently right now is housed, but he has a lived experience of what houselessness is like. And I would like him to tell his story better than I could. Without further ado, Mr. Sean Fleming.
First of all, I'd like to say thank you for everyone for showing up and giving me this opportunity to speak. I have a message of gratitude, a message of hope. Over a year ago, at this time, I was living in a tarp, not a tent, just a tarp, on the street. I had been there for about a little more than 10 years. And I learned one thing in that time, which is that you can't do it yourself. You have to have people to help you. And for me, all the services that were provided by different organizations, by different people, were there because somebody voted. Somebody voted for these different services to be empowered. And that's what helped me get my life back together. And now I've been housed for since July 1st. And let me tell you, it was a long, rough journey. And I'd like to say a couple of thank yous to people from Koreatown for All, the folks over at the Coalition, Paulette Benz, the people over at Homeless Healthcare, and some personal friends, Kim Hirschman and Brian Williams from the Urban League. It takes a village, it really does. And this is why I'm gonna make sure I vote for certain, because I vote so that you may hear my voice. I vote to end injustice. I vote to be represented. I vote for what I need. I vote to honor those who died so that I could vote. I vote to change my world for the better. And I vote because there's an economic recession, racial oppression, voter suppression, and presidential election.
Please vote.
Thank you. I have to say, that's very true. One thing we all have in common, whether we house or unhoused, is that ballot. The second thing that we have that I like to tie into it is people that have mom and pop stores, like in Chinatown where I stayed in the park. These people have the same struggles in some different respects, but they have one thing that they also have looming on in their horizon, that they may be evicted. And when eviction comes, there's houselessness. And there is no stimulus except one out of this whole year of $1,200. Do you think $1,200 is going to be able to cover the living expenses for 12 months out of the year? It's ridiculous. So this fight is everybody's fight, from house insecure, from the mom and pop businesses, from the unhoused community, and we all must do something about it. There is a gentleman that I interviewed, and he has always had some insightful information and ideas, and I would like to introduce him. I met him in the Hollywood area and interviewed him a few times. Without further ado, Mr. Howe.
Hello, everybody. My name's Hal. I have been unhoused in LA County for 2+ years. I recently was accepted into Project Room Key as a result of direct action taken by Ground Game LA, K-Town for All, DSA LA, Street Watch LA. And as a result of that action, I was put in front of the right cameras and microphones to get LAists' attention. LAist put out a very informative article about my story, and within 24 hours, I had an exception to Project Room Key. That's supposed to be a direct avenue for permanent sustainable housing. And again, these things are all a result of direct actions and votings by citizens and constituents. Your unhoused neighbors are just that, neighbors. We are parts of your community. Very few of us intend harm in any way. And when harm happens, it's usually instigated by someone else. If we stop voting, that's not gonna mean anybody else stops voting. Our entire election system and voting system may be a sham, but if we exercise it, at least the data exists that there was opposition. Please vote. Just because you don't have an address doesn't mean your constitutional rights evaporate. This document written by slave owners 300 years ago may not be the best way to run things, but it's what we've got to work with and on right now. And if you don't exercise it, it's going to continue to be trampled on, and nothing is ever going to change. It may not even change with voting, and there may actually need to be a revolution. But before that happens, if the data exists, then there's reason for the revolution to happen. And the data exists to prove it. Please exercise your civic duty. Without it, we're all doomed. What they do to the least of us, they will do to all of us.
Thank you, Hal. And like I say, Hal has a story. If you want to find out more about him, he has an article in LAist, the We and Hal's podcast, which is on Pandora and SoundCloud. Patreon. Like I said, I have to do my little plug in. The next person I wanted to get is Mr. Michael. Actually, I thought it was here. LaDonna. LaDonna, there she is. She so eagerly she was trying to run away, but I had to bring her up. So LaDonna has a story, and I would love to have her tell her story. Please.
Hello. First of all, give it up for the Jews. Secret. Yes. The pride says equality, love. Oh, no, so there's no pride this year, so I didn't get to shine that. First of all, I'm homeless on Edna. That's in the valley, San Fernando Valley, right off the
Like I was saying, I have to deal with the sweeps, and they can't even get you the radius that they're trying to cover. So it's like every week you don't know if it's gonna be your street when they say that they're coming every week. So like it's like a mind trick. So like last week, everybody moved their stuff because we just knew we were gonna get hit, and we did. And then this week we got hit. But like as a direct like result of that. That just leaves us so vulnerable, like out in the public. It does. Because like some of the other homeless people, they're unsavory characters. So now they see everything you got. Because you have to take it out of your tent and everything. They see everything you got. Other people see everything you got. You gotta leave it all out there. You either stay out there in the hot sun or you know, you go to the store to go get something, come back, shit's gone. You know what I mean? Every week they're trying to do that to us. Yes, vote, but I mean, there has to be something else. Like, there has to be something else, like, before that, that we need to get to. Because it's like, I live literally, like, two steps away from the Salvation Army shelter. Not once has a staff member came out. Would you like some water? No, Here's a plate, some extra plate of food. Never once. Not a hi, not a nothing. I don't even know who the fucking staff is there. And if you look at it, it's a prison. It's a cubicle. Cell. Like, that's not lucrative to me. Like, I make my tip bigger than the cubicle that they're trying to give me. I got an 85 pound pit bull. The are we gonna do in there? You know what I mean? And then they can't have it at full capacity because of the virus. So these things are ending and all this other stuff, but the virus quarantine is still in effect. Where are all these people going? They're coming home to the street. Where are all these people going? Because all the I know in the valley, there's no place to place us. They're gonna send me to Long Beach. Well, God damn it. I don't wanna go to Long Beach. Long Beach. I don't wanna live in LA. I don't wanna go to downtown. I wanna stay in the valley. They don't have a place for me. Like, it's all like, but before I get to do that, I have to live in a fucking prison. I'm not illegal. I'm fucking a square from Delaware, ex-vet. Why would I have to live in those rich homes? Have you seen that? I'd be a pain in the fucking prison. Not going there. Not. Like the programs, they're not talking to people. Like what I'm saying is like, yeah, we're gonna vote on stuff and all that. Vote yes, absolutely yes, do that. But I mean, we need to start to talk of the stuff before that. You know what I mean? That's what we need. Because.
Yeah, and not only that.
I don't want to get out of my situation because I'm not going to go live in a prison.
Yeah, they were going
to go to a plan. Let's go to rich homes. You know, I live in homes. I'm 35 years old. I live in homes all my life. No home ever looks like those rich homes, but Linwood does. Linwood. Looks like Linwood. I got a curfew. It's like I'm back in a group home. I spent my last 10 years in Pathway. That's a level 12 shutdown group home. I was at McLaren Hall.
That's one thing.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm a grown person. I should be able to come in and out. I'm not on probation. I'm not on parole. Like, why do I have a curfew? Like, why are you treating me like a group home kid?
Like a second class citizen.
Yeah. Like, just for not being able to afford a high rent in motherfucking California. Like, not. There has to be some kind of talk about, you know, like, and even the guy, the architect that built it, I was talking to him, I'm like, oh, what do you usually build? I bet it's a prison. Prisons, he's like, well, I built a house. No, he built prisons. That's what he did. And if you look at it, it's just Martha Stewart painted it. That's all it is. It's a nice color scheme, but it's cubicles, it's in it, and everybody in there, like, they're not really getting help. they're not. And they, like, they took away all their food in there. They're saying that the three meals that they provide is sufficient enough, but what if you're busy? What if you have something to do? You know, what if I'm diabetic? Like, what if my sugar's low? You know what I mean? The drug addicts in there, they need it. You know, three times a week, the ambulance is at that place. They're not, before that place was there, it was not like that. Three times a fucking week. And that fucking project room key, I could never go there. Like 18 people died in the hotel. I'm good. Nope. All of it sounds bad. Like, everything, like they halfway do it. There's no oversight. There's no follow through. It sucks. The whole thing sucks. So now I don't want to get into some f***ing program where I have to, you know, come in at 11 o'clock, explain. No, I'm a grown person. Not going to do it. That doesn't seem,
yeah.
I don't think, like, they're missing the communication between actual life and the law.
Yeah, they're going to speak to now.
So, that's about it. Thank you.
I think this is very clear that we're going to need a better mic system, and I have been thinking now, if you guys want to support We Can House and this kind of thing, please put some money toward us getting a better mic system, because I want us all to hear our messages, because it's important. One of the things I want also to talk about is that they are unhoused people from all over Los Angeles County. Houselessness doesn't begin and begin in Echo Park. It's in Skid Row, it's in Hollywood, it's in the Valley, it's all over the country. So without further ado, this gentleman here is from Echo Park. He's one of the primary voices when we have direct actions that we've had in the past 3 years. He's been one of the forefronts. He's been featured on the public radio show, on the news. Without further ado, Mr. Ayman Ahmed.
Right on, man.
How y'all doing?
Perfect.
Yeah. All right. I think that was a good place to transition, because a lot of what she said was facts, you know? Voting is all good, but there's something before we have to do before we vote. There's something that's missing. If you live outside the courthouse, or if you live outside the Salvation Army, but you don't even know who's working in it, or they can't even come out and give you some food, there's something wrong with the system, right? Yeah. It just becomes another, like, agency or corporation or something like that. And that's why this is so beautiful. I mean, look around. You see tents, you see unhoused people, but then you see housed people. You see all brackets of the economy here together, because ultimately that's what we are, a society of people. And I think that's the part we really need to focus on first. You know, homelessness exists out here in Echo, it exists out here in Skid Row, it exists out in everywhere, 70,000 people outside. But when you label it and you give it a statistical number, you take away from that humanity in front of you. I'm no different than your average 25 or 26 year old. I work out every day. I'm just trying to live my life. So it's that connection we can make with each other that brings a realness to what's going on here. So this is really beautiful. Thank you all for coming out. And sort of put on the spot, but I guess I want to talk about amidst all the harassment we face out here in Echo Park, the police harassment, the city harassment, people telling us not to be in their backyard, but where else are we gonna go? We've still had 7 people get apartments and hotels. We've still had people move on. So our goal here isn't to live here perpetually, it's just we have nowhere else to go. And it's a beautiful thing when your neighbors realize that as well and work with you rather than work against you. You know, this is the kind of thing that needs to continue happening all over, not just in Echo Park. We need to take the system here, we need to spread it. We need to get house folks doing stuff with unhoused folks, and together showing the city what that actually looks like. You know, on the bracket or on the ticket, I think it writes Trump and Biden, and I'm not following the politics too much, but I heard Biden was gonna put Mayor Garcetti on his ticket to take over the unhoused issue in America. That's crazy, because Mayor Garcetti took our showers. And we had to build our own showers because we had nowhere else to shower. You know, when the lady was talking about how during COVID they cut funding on the shelters and there was nowhere to go, that's a fact. So if you cut funding on us and then you give it funding and then you cut funding and then you give it funding, you're taking away our agency. You're taking away our right to just walk this life the way we want to walk it. So you took my hygiene from me. You took my ability to go somewhere to live. And then now, because it's voting season, all of my answers are supposed to come through you, the system and agency that took everything through me? Nah, I don't think so. All of the answers come through this, through grassroots organizing and through people in the community and houses getting together, sharing a common vision of love and unity, and just coming up with projects, right? Just simple projects to do together, art shows to do together, right? To highlight the voices and talents. So thank y'all for coming out, I guess. That's a good place to end it, yeah. Services, not sweeps. Services. Services.
Not sweeps.
Services.
Not sweeps.
Services.
Not sweeps.
Services.
Not sweeps.
All right, thank y'all. Yeah.
This is Theo Henderson from Weedy Unhoused, and this is Unhoused News. 1,000 unhoused Angelenos have died in this year alone, 2020. Closely related to the subject is the Los Angeles City Council's response to this tragedy is to create special enforcement zones and enforce them, as well as expand on special enforcement zones. 9 City Council members have voted to resume the care suites, which displaces unhoused community members from locations near bridges, overpasses, parks, and City Hall. Many residents have spoken out against the brutality along with the activists, but the city has resumed a very tone-deaf response and a very aggressive response. In response to the Defund the Police protest, the police have answered by requiring 9,000 more police officers to help with the defunding the police zone, as well as enforcing the special enforcement zones, as well as displacing the unhoused with the enhancement of the care suites. Tragedy has unfolded in San Clemente, California. A 42-year-old unhoused man by the name of Kurt Andreas Reinhold, a father of two, was shot to death by San Clemente police officers over a jaywalking dispute. Media outlets have expressed a tone deafness and a hostility to the unhoused community. Media outlets have been taken to task recently by other news publications that point out that there are certain journalists that have connected and have been in support of NIMBY ideas, because, for example, forced hospitalization of the mentally ill community, of the unhoused community. And one of those people that they stated was Los Angeles Times' Steve Lopez. Lastly, the weather has caused a media concern, as well as COVID-19 has caused concern for the unhoused community and going to shelters. Many of the unhoused have expressed concern due to the fact that they have a medical history that would include or make them susceptible to COVID-19. The second issue is that in the past, most shelters in the winter, so winter shelters, were densely populated, which would be a breeding ground, a petri dish, if you will, for unhoused to catch the COVID-19. Case in point, earlier this year, the Union Rescue Mission had over 100 people that had COVID-19 in the rescue mission.
It makes my heart smile to see the amazing collaboration between the housed and unhoused communities. The progress that we as a whole have made is truly amazing. The love that we have received and continue to receive from several organizations is so incredibly uplifting and heartfelt. It's truly an honor to see the many generations of ignorance and hatred and misunderstanding be totally reversed and turned into positivity. My hope is that the upcoming election will also set the standard and bring positive changes for the unhoused community. Maybe people will actually start to give us a chance, landlords, lawmakers, employers, instead of immediately turning up their noses. But nothing will change if we are silent. Our voices are important. Who better to speak on our situation than us, the unhoused? We are currently a part of history in the making, and I am blessed to be here to witness this with you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Brandy. That was very on time.
I have to say, I can't
say anything more than that.
Like I said, please, if there's,
I had one more person I wanted to speak to
recognize.
I want to take some time to do some housekeeping. I didn't do this alone, and I want to thank some people that are out here in the sun on a hot Saturday, and they are doing, we'll start over onto the side over there. Let's go and wave at the guys over at Polo Pantry. Let's wave over at the gentleman there that's running for mayor, Mr. Alvaro Corrado, for the Polo Town City Council.
Let's go over and wave at the people over in Power Up.
Hey! They're hiking against the organization over there, the name escapes me, I apologize. It's next to the Future Left. That gives out hygiene products for the unhoused. For housed people don't realize when they see them, people are doing sponge baths and things like that. Unhoused people want to smell well too. They don't want to be a nuisance bodily odorly, if that's such a word. So they use those opportunities as they can. But if you shut the bathrooms down, or if you refuse to open bathrooms and you see someone going to the bathroom in the street, that is your fault because they're a human being. Because you become unhoused, you don't mean you have to go, you go to the bathroom up into the clouds. It has to go somewhere. Human bodily function is a constant in all of us.
So here is, we have all of that, as well as the other people that I wanted to highlight is Los Angeles Community Action Network, Adam Rice, General Dogon, K-Town for All, one of the co-founders, Jane Nguyen. You see her running around. There's another one that's running around is Ashley Bennett, over at the ballots. As well as some other my friends over there, I forgot their name. But I know one, Rachel. Hello, Rachel.
She's with Street Watch. There's this gentleman over here with his dog, Jet Perriot. He has been a tireless activist that has saw a situation and saw a need, and he steps in despite all of the withering criticism. He's steadfast, he is consistent in the message of creating humanity for the unhoused.
He has been a watchful,
organizer, a watchful protector of Echo Park when injustice occurred here multiple times.
So without further ado, Jet Perriot. Yes. Yeah, see, he's shy. He doesn't want to say.
Yes, what a good with few words.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Well, you didn't hear the intro.
Thank you, Theo. It's an honor to speak here. I just also want to give another shout out to all the speakers, the folks who have come here from all over the city to talk about what the city is doing to its people on a day-to-day basis, the oppression, the violence that we're all fighting against, and coming together here at this park to speak out against. And yeah, I just want to thank everyone who's here. This fight continues after today. So if you're not already part of an organization, join one. Join Street Watch LA, join K-Town for All, join LA Tenants Union, LA Can, Ground Game. All the stuff's online. No Olympics LA. So join an organization. Keep looking out for events. General Dogon, by the way, I don't know if he mentioned it, but he's got a Street Watch / Community Watch training this Thursday at 2 o'clock. It's going to be a Zoom call, a Zoom call about how to monitor sweeps, do cop watch, organize direct actions, bring this fight, take it to the city, go on the offense instead of playing defense all the time and reacting to shit. because I don't know if it was mentioned earlier too, but the city is going to be ramping up sweeps again of encampments. Joe Buscaino, who runs San Pedro, the ex-cop, always a cop, Joe Buscaino, Cake Buscaino, just put forward a motion to restart Care Plus comprehensive sweeps around the city. And he's trying to co-opt, they're trying to co-opt our work and our language. LA Can has been fighting for mobile showers for decades, for Skid Row and across the city. And finally, when the Services Not Sweeps Coalition came together, we pressured and forced Eric Garcetti to start bringing mobile showers to homeless encampments. We're the reason why there are mobile showers right now that say Care Plus on them. Those are showers that are due to our pressure and our organizing. And Joe Buscaino is trying to say that the resumption of these sweeps is to bring the showers that the city has put together. He's trying to say, oh yeah, those great showers that we came up with, we want to bring those back. And so all of you were saying you're against sweeps. Oh, you're against showers. That's what you're saying. You're against hygiene. And it's like, we got to remind them, no, we're the reason why you even brought showers here, and you don't have enough of them. Yes. Nearly enough. And y'all are trying to still displace people and throw out their lives in garbage trucks. And displace them, put them into darker corners, use enforcement zones. This other concept the city's trying to push forward around their shelters, the abridged enforcement zones, is going to be expanded to other areas. The city is going to try to evict people from underpasses. Starting at the end of this month in the San Fernando Valley, in Bob Blumenfield's district, there is an eviction notice right now at an underpass that says by October 27th, you all have to either take a shelter bed or get the fuck out of here. And the cops are going to arrest you if you don't get out of here, 500 feet of this underpass. And that's a preview of things to come across the city. They are going to try and redline certain areas of the city, which will eventually become most of the city before we know it, as enforcement criminalization zones. We have to fight that. You have to fight that. And again, a first step is joining General Dogon's Community Watch training on Thursday, October 22nd, a Zoom call from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. We will, if you follow all of us on social media, K-Town for All, Services Not Sweeps, we'll be promoting that. Please join that call for next steps. And I'm sure Theo's going to be doing more events like this in other parts of the city, right? And we'll have a better sound system next time. I take the fall for that. That speaker over there was really loud the other day, and for some reason today it's not. So
it's on strike.
Thank you all for consolidating and coming together around this megaphone. And all power to the people, always. Services not sweeps. Services!
Not
services!
Not
services!
Not
services!
Not
services!
Not sweeps.
Services!
Not sweeps.
Homes not zones! Homes not zones! Homes not zones! Homes not zones!
Thank you, Jed. I always have looked forward to him bringing up new insightful information for all of us to understand that if you want to be involved or get involved or invite friends to get involved, because this is, unfortunately, one of many battles that we must fight in the 21st century. In 2020, we have to fight for the right for the injustice of the vulnerable. If we do not, we can be next. If we do not, and the pandemic rears its ugly head even higher, we will be next. So if, and I sound like Joe Clark, but the point of it is that we are not silent. We are not ignored. We cannot be ignored anymore. And it is our time to step up to the mantle and to make sure that the country and the world knows that we're here, we're unhoused. It's not a crime to be unhoused, and we're here in order for us. We're a part of the human race, and we're here to stay. That's right. So I want to thank everyone. I don't want to keep you any longer. I think I've got everyone that I needed to have spoken. I want to invite you guys to mill around, look at some of the lovely things that are set up in place. I'm going to be milling around myself. And I want you to do me one quick last favor. Carlos, remember, I want you to close out one of my episodes of We In House with saying this. Thank you all for listening. I will say that. And I want to have you guys say, let us meet in the light of understanding. Can we do that? I'm Theo Henderson, host and creator of We In House. I thank you all for listening, and
may we meet again in the light of understanding.
May we again meet in the light of understanding.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.